Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Dettelier joins us now, as he always does, on a Friday and a Monday morning. We appreciate his time. Hey, Mike.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm well, sir. And you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I was kidding around before about Cleveland. First of all, I guess it goes way back to when Tampa Bay had that losing streak. That's when I think it was John McKay, when asked what does he think of the offenses, the execution of the offense, he said?
They should all be executed.
I'm all for it, exactly.
Yeah.
So when it comes to Tampa Bay and they getting their first victory against us, and then they snapped a long losing streak against us, if I remember correctly, I never feel good about Tampa Bay. And I know it's different times and different teams, but I get that same feeling about Cleveland. Should I or not?
Well, listen, eventually somebody's going to lose to them. I mean, you know, you're going to get beat. Somebody's going to be that team. And I'll be honest, how they didn't win last week is unbelievable. Because when you get a plus five in the turnover ratio, you win basically 95 or 96% of the time, and you somehow found a way to lose. Mm-hmm. You know, that game, just, I say lose, you tied it. But since the Browns have been in existence, since they came back after they left, the numbers say that you win 132 times, four losses and a tie when you get plus five. The Browns have been involved in the four losses, two of the four, and the tie. So in the most Brown stat you could get, they somehow, some way, found a way not to win. They ended up tying the game when you get that many turnovers. But, you know, this is a focus game for the Saints. And we've talked about this throughout the offseason, about this team getting off to a fast start. For whatever reason or reasons, since 2013, if you go back, 2014, 15, 16, and 17, this team has started off 0-2. Now they've started off 0-1. In 2018. Come on, this is a focus game. It's not about talent. It's about focus. You just got to get on the field and do your job. And you can't talk about what's going to happen in October, November. You got to take care of business this week because you're a more talented team than Cleveland. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win. That's why they call it an upset. And again, you're a big favorite at home against a football team who seemingly finds a way to lose, or in last week's case, they found a way to tie, a game they should have pulled out. So you got to bring it each week. It's what it is. Bottom line.
Last Sunday around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, talk of home field advantage seemed pretty silly, didn't it?
Man, listen, talk about 12 and 13 game wins in a season sounded silly.
Yeah, you're right.
My thing is, it's cliche, and nobody likes to hear it. They always say it's coach's talk, but it is accurate. You got to play this week to week, game to game. You cannot worry about what's happening down the line and 11 wins. That's great for sports talk and, you know, debate. But if you're a player and a coach, it's all about focus from week to week. And like it or not, this is one of those type games that you got to understand they got nothing to lose coming here. Nobody's expecting them to win when they come here. Now, I guess you'll have 30,000 people tell you if the Browns would pull the upset. I told you. But that's not necessarily the case today.
Yeah, I just get a bad feeling. What's the point spread?
Nine.
Yeah, I wouldn't stay away from that.
That's a lot of points for this game. But, you know, the one thing with Vegas, and they were wrong, and so was I, they were wrong last week to put that at 9.5. And they got a lot of action on the Saints last week because that point spread went from 7 to 9 to 9.5 and stayed. So that means that was a lot of cash rolling. This week, the point spread opened at 8, went to 9, and has stayed. So that's a lot of money, again, bet on the Saints to win. And they don't have those bright lights and nice casinos because they're losing money.
Yeah, and they keep getting bigger, and I don't see a lot of people getting richer going there.
That's it.
You know, what you were saying, Mike, it's kind of like you build a good quarter from a bunch of good plays, you build a good game from a bunch of good quarters, and you just take it 1 week at a time, right?
You take it 1 week at a time, and the offense came to play last week. You score 40 points, you should win games. But defensively, that's the disappointment.
This text comes in and says, Tommy, I'm with you. The game makes me nervous. Drew has not beat the Browns yet. I think they did one time here in the Dome last time, right, Mike?
Yeah. He hasn't beaten the Ravens.
That's what it is. And they play him later this year.
Baltimore.
So you can worry about that later. Tell me about it, because 1 week at a time. Tell me about the defense and what gives you confidence that they're going to get it together from the train wreck that happened last Sunday.
Well, listen, nothing wins more games than a pass rush. You didn't get it last week. You better get it this week. And what I say that is, Tyrod Taylor is one of these guys that he's a bit of a hot and cold passer, but he doesn't throw many interceptions. Last year, he threw over 400 passes. Just 4 of them were interceptions. And look who he's got catching them. He got Jarvis Landry. He's one of the best receivers in pro football today. Josh Gordon, he would be what you would call an elite receiver if he could straighten out his off-the-field issues. He's an unbelievable talent. I'd love to have him on Sundays. I just don't want to have to deal with the drama Monday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a really good tight end, David Njoku, from Miami of Florida, second-year guy. So you got to get a pass rush on Taylor, and you got to stop the run first. You understand that what sort of set things up last week, the Bucs, even though the numbers don't tell it because of what they did in the second half, they had success running the ball when they needed to and had to. So first things first, stop the run, get a pass rush on Taylor. On the defensive side of the football, you know what Greg Williams brings. He going to bring heat. Every play, he wants to blitz you. That's perfect for Drew Brees. He wants that because he knows where to go with the football. Again, I'm not worried about offensively what the Saints would be able to do. My thing is, can defensively you get a pass rush, which you didn't get last week, and there seem to be issues that we saw in preseason carry over in game one, with not taking the proper angles to make a tackle, not bringing the guy down, the first guy who hits him. So, again, it's a mental focus football game. More than anything, you're a more talented team, but sometimes that's why they call it an upset when you don't play up to that. And the Browns are coming here with house money.
Mm-hmm.
No one's expecting them to win this game. You expected to win it. Take care of business.
So, with all that said, do you think the defense will come around and the Saints win?
I think it'll get better, but I still think that the Browns will put up points on this defense. It's not all of a sudden going to swing dramatically. You can't go from giving up what you gave up last week to switching it all around this week. It doesn't work that way in the NFL. Because really, Tommy, last year, I think about it, as bad as you played in the first 2 weeks of the season, and you got off to a 0-2 start, and then you ended up going 11-3 the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's remarkable. As bad as you had played the first 2 weeks of the season, but you did it against the Vikings, who are a really good team, and you lost to the Patriots, who are the Patriots. Losing to Tampa Bay is a totally different story. And you would have dug yourself a huge hole if you lose Sunday. So this is why, listen, focus on the W. Don't worry about what's going to happen in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or a month. Take care of business in the Dome and get the crowd into it. They were into it last week. But you got to give them something to cheer about. You just can't cheer to cheer. I mean, you know, it makes you look like you're going cuckoo
all right,
that way.
We got to run Buddy D time, Mike. Do the Saints beat the Browns?
I'll pick the 30-20 Saints.
Okay, and how about LSU-Auburn?
I'll pick Auburn, 23-17. I think in a close, tight football game, Auburn ends up winning this.
That Auburn series always has something weird in it, doesn't it?
Man, it's weird, and the home field has had a distinct advantage in these games. Auburn can't win in Baton Rouge, and LSU has won twice since 2000 at Auburn.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Tom.
Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning. Mike Dettelier, WWL-NFL college football analyst.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.